Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
You guys have heard me talking about Good Ranchers before. They're unbelievable. They're the best. You guys want to get meat in a box? From all across this beautiful country, it's GoodRanchers.com. They bring 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat right to your door. GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com gets 100% American-raised beef right to your door, beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget, shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts or overseas beef buying from other guys. Get the best American beef cuts your family deserves with Good Ranchers. Buy today at GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. Hey, everybody. The media has decided to coronate and crown Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. There are still votes being counted all across the country. There are still 100,000 plus ballots outstanding, 120,000 ballots in Arizona outstanding. Pennsylvania and Georgia are likely heading for a recount. The United States Supreme Court has yet to decide exactly where it will land on the late ballots in Pennsylvania. We have evidence of dead voters voting all across the country. And now the activist media is coronating Joe Biden. It's a massive action of election interference. And so I took a pause and I thought about this very carefully. And here's what I realized, that very, very powerful people are now trying to rush this process along to suppress the 70 plus million people that voted for Donald Trump, put Joe Biden into office and get their corporatist, globalist, internationalist wish list back in play. And so I think there's two ways that we have to process this. There are two big things we have to do. There's two big fights. Number one, we have to be relentless. We have to be persistent. We have to be on top of all of the fraud and find the truth all across the country. We are not going to back down. We are going to continue to dive into some of these numbers. I have them up here, which they scream irregularities. Just breaking in the last 20 minutes. Fulton County in Georgia has just come out and said that there have been some errors with the election reporting, which could be significant in the vote tallies in Georgia. Quote, significant. So that's number one. We must go after the fraud and we must find the truth. But number two, it's very important. It is very clear that as the media tries to push this thing along, that as the media tries to coronate Joe Biden, that there might not be enough time left on the clock for us to expose this fraud before they actually inaugurate Joe Biden. That's a horrifying realization. Now, I'm not saying Joe Biden won. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying there might not be enough time on the clock for us to expose all the fraud, but that is not an excuse for us to not look into the fraud and audit everything that's happening. So how do we counter 46? I put that in quotes. 46, because he would technically become the 46th president of the United States. Well, we have to have the belief and the commitment and the plan that despite what they throw at us at every single level, that Joe Biden and his radical socialist agenda is dead upon arrival in Washington, D.C. So where does that start? The Georgia Senate race. Where does it go into? The demonstrations, the rallies, every single nominee that he puts up in front of the U.S. Senate for advice and consent. It must be challenged, must be cross-examined. And I just want to give you some hope right now. I have never seen so many patriotic Americans rise up in the last couple days and realize the fraud and how rotten to the core what is happening in our country is right now. But I'm going to be very honest with you guys. We are going to go after the fraud. We are not going to stop. Because what we saw yesterday, can we have this side angle again, please, Terrell? Thank you. Look at just Dominion voting systems. Dominion Voting Systems, which has a relationship with the Clinton Foundation, by the way, Dominion Voting Systems was used in 30 states across the country. Dominion Voting Systems was responsible for a 30% error in Michigan. A 30% error. 6,000 votes. This calls for a hand recount in every single county across the country. Do you know what this was all about this morning? This was about trying to deflate you and make you surrender to the overwhelming amount of fraud that has happened in this country. They want you to take the Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush tact. Can you send me those tweets, please, Connor? The Mitt Romney and the Jeb Bush tact is Jeb Bush tweeted out this morning, "I'm so happy for Joe Biden. What a great moment," all these sorts of things, because the Bush family represents the open border, pro-China agenda that they want to get back in the White House. Now, I'm going to level with you guys. And this is Jeb Bush's tweet. And I want to thank those of you that are supporting us, by the way, at charliekirk.com/support. It means a lot. It keeps us going. I really mean that as we're working here late on a Saturday evening. Jeb Bush, congratulations to President-elect Biden. "I have prayed for our president most of my adult life. I will be praying for you and your success. Now is the time to heal deep wounds. Many are counting on you to lead the way." It's remarkable. Mitt Romney. "Ann and I extended our congratulations to President-elect Joe Biden." He's only president-elect in the eyes, mind you, of moderate Republicans, Democrats, and the activist media. No one has said that. You understand that none of the races that Joe Biden needs, Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, have been officially certified by the county board of, by the state board of elections? Hasn't happened yet. We know both of them as people of good will and admirable character. We pray that God may bless them in the days and years ahead. So that's what we're dealing with here right now. We're dealing with Mitt Romney. We're dealing with Jeb Bush that can't wait to get back to business as usual. But guess what? The 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump do not want business as usual. The 70 million people that want Donald Trump, that voted for Donald Trump, they wanted a disruption in the status quo. So we are going to be going through piece by piece tonight what you can do about it. But I'm going to get just manage your expectations. We have to plan. We have to prepare as if Joe Biden is going to be raising his right hand and saying, "I do solemnly swear to be a good United States senator," as leading this country. That we just have to pretend as if that's going to happen. So what are we going to do in anticipation of that? The Georgia Senate race. We are going to be optimistic. We are going to be persistent. We're going to keep the energy on. So people say, "Charlie, what do you plan to do today?" You know what I was doing all day? I was in my office all day long. I was going through numbers. We were going through data. We were planning. We were organizing. We were organizing our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. We're going to have 5,000 kids in Palm Beach in December. If you guys want to go, it's tpusa.com/SAS. We are organizing that today. Through Turning Point Action, we are already preparing political strategy in the state of Georgia to get Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue elected. That's our 501c4 organization. So look, we're putting together battle plans right now. People are emailing me this stuff. They're saying, "I'm just so depressed." Knock it out. I got it. Okay. I got it that you think that Joe Biden might be inaugurated. Might happen. We might not expose the fraud in time, but that doesn't mean we might not be able to expose the fraud at all. It doesn't look. Here's a great way of putting it. Jack Posobiec said this on Twitter. The Houston Astros cheated in the 2017 World Series. They were temporarily called the World Series champions. And eventually that got invalidated and it changed the game of baseball forever. And they will always be known as cheaters. And so what patriotic Americans have to do right now is a couple of things. Number one, you have to raise the level of improvement and the level of involvement that you're in. You have to raise the level of involvement. Whatever you're doing, we have to do more of it. You have to contribute more. We have to focus more. We have to organize more. We have to educate more. We just got an email that said, "What do you mean not enough time?" Some of these investigations that we are going to be doing, lawsuits and kind of engaging in lawfare, can take months. It can take 6 months. It can take 7 months. It could take years because there will be court proceedings. They will have countermeasures. Judges might toss out some of these complaints. This is going to be a long fight. This is not going to be something that's overnight. The Department of Justice seems to be totally in on this, but we still have a system of courts where this fraud can be exposed. Did you know that Dominion voting systems, which was used in over 30 states across the country, testified in front of Congress back in January for potentially being vulnerable for foreign and election interference? That's Dominion voting systems that has a partnership with the Clinton Foundation. And so I just want to make sure that none of you, that I want to make sure all of you guys understand very clearly where this is headed. That very, very powerful people are going to try to rush the inauguration of Joe Biden by January 20th. There might be nothing we can do before then to stop that. There might not be. And it was very clear today how quick and how swift they are implementing this. But we are going to uncover something here. This is a once-in-a-century opportunity to uncover the rot of the mafioso gangsterization of America in the election voting process. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, one-day only sale. Wouldn't you rather just work with a company who puts you on a pedestal every day? That's what you get from Pure Talk, a veteran-run wireless company who understands what it means to serve. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, if you're with one of them, you're overpaying pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save you over $400 a year. Listen, this is all you need. Unlimited talk and text and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. What a novelty, a company that actually puts their customers first. Switching to Pure Talk is the easiest decision you'll make today. You can keep your phone and your number or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say keyword Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. Some people are wondering what exactly we do right now. This is an opportunity. Hey, Terrell, could we show this again, please, on the side? Thank you. Right now, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for action and also for public pressure. If hundreds of thousands of people, if millions of people went into the streets and demanded answers for the following, things would definitely change. For example, let's go to the upper right-hand corner right here. In Washington, D.C., Donald Trump did 1 point better in 2020 than he did in 2016. In San Francisco, Donald Trump did 5 points better in 2020 than he did in 2016. In Chicago, Donald Trump did 5 points better in 2020 than he did in 2016. In Miami, Donald Trump did 15 points better than he did in 2020 than he did in 2016. In Los Angeles and Boston, he was exactly the same. But Donald Trump somehow did 5 points worse in Detroit, Wayne County. Donald Trump somehow did 5 points worse in Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin. It's Dane County, it's Madison, Wisconsin. And the other number here is that Donald Trump somehow did, the Joe Biden did 5 points better in Fulton County, downtown Atlanta, 5 points better than Hillary Clinton did in 2016. So this right here goes to show that there was a targeted ballot harvesting scheme, allegedly, to probably maximize the turnout, maximize the margins in just a couple cities. So, for example, if Donald Trump had a urban decay in all cities, for example, if he did worse in Washington, D.C., he did worse in Chicago, did worse in L.A. and Boston, worse in Miami, worse in San Francisco, this argument would somehow fall apart. But you're trying to tell me that Joe Biden did better than Barack Obama in some of these cities? That Joe Biden outperformed the first ever black president? So here's what we need to do. We need a full court press. The people that we just got elected as U.S. senators, they need very clear instructions from us. So you know who we should actually be pressuring? We should have a massive rally supporting and encouraging Lindsey Graham right now to call for a federal investigation instantaneously. Hey, guess what? We still control the Senate right now, and we control it with 53 seats. Even though Cory Gardner lost, he's still a senator till January. Mark Kelly actually might be sworn in, so it might be 52 seats. Why are there not hearings right here, right now in the United States Senate? We as patriots, we need to give very clear instructions and marching orders to our officials and our leaders to get involved in this scam that is happening across the country. And so some people are saying, what do you mean very powerful people? I'm talking about the billionaire class in our country. I'm talking about the people that run the tech companies. I'm talking about the people that run the Democrat Party. There is a concerted effort to destroy this president and all he stands for, and they're well ahead of pace. They took a lot of you by surprise. They did not take us by surprise. And part of also the takeaway that we must have is that they were only able to cheat because these races were close. They were only able to cheat because this race was on the margins. And so Joe Biden might be speaking any second here. We're going to take that live with instant analysis. But I also just want to tell you right now that this fight to expose the voter fraud and be able to say that Joe Biden should not be inaugurated as president, it's going to be a tough fight. They're going to stretch it out. They're going to hide. They're probably destroying devices right now. They are probably doing every. They're probably bleach bidding emails, all of it. This is now bigger than just this election, believe it or not. This is now an opportunity to audit, forensically audit, and look into all of the different nonsense that happened across the country. Terrell, can we go back to the screen here, please? Thank you. So the first thing is on the bottom left here, Dominion voting systems. We talked about this. But also the second thing is, why did the counting stop in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee? So if only Republicans controlled the United States Senate right now, Lindsey Graham doesn't have to worry about reelection. Right now, the United States Senate should open up hearings right here, right now, into why Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee stopped counting on election night, the only urban cities that did that. Why is it there was a massive undervote in 2020 in ballot referendums, but there was not a undervote in 2016? And so Kyle Becker just tweeted in regards to Dominion systems. In Texas, Dominion Systems was turned down 3 times for certification in state elections. It listed numerous reasons why the system had major security issues. Dominion is now linked to voting irregularities in both Michigan and Georgia. Kyle Becker says Texas knew. And you read the complaint, it says, some of the hardware in the Democracy 5.5 system can be connected to the internet, but the vendor claims it is protected by hardening of data and IP address features. Who's to say that every one of these results is legitimate? It very well might have been corrupted by the Chinese, by the Iranians. And so I think we all have to realize that all roads in this fight lead to China. Joe Biden is the Chinese selected candidate. He is a subcontractor for the Chinese Communist Party. And we might have just stumbled upon one of the most sinister, malevolent, and sophisticated operations out there. And why is it that some of these cable networks are all of a sudden declaring Joe Biden as the president-elect without all of the votes being counted? Email us what you're seeing and thinking, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. You guys can support us at charliekirk.com/support. Our team has been working all weekend uncovering this. I want to thank Jeremy from Maryland. I want to thank Lourdes from Florida. I want to thank Darby from Kentucky, Mark from Maryland, Pamela from Oregon, Griselda from Texas. I want to thank Devin from Virginia, Glory from California, Brandon from Oregon, Derek from North Carolina, and Josiah from Idaho. Thank you guys so much. So we are monitoring this as this comes in. We're going to be joined momentarily by Candace Owens. And also, we are going to cut live to the not president-elect, just the former vice president of our country, Joe Biden, as he probably declares victory and talks about whatever, you know, they tell him to say. And so here's the best arguments here. The Michigan undervote is creepy because in 2016, ballot initiatives performed almost on par with the presidential race. In 2020, there were 200,000 people that voted for the presidency and did not vote for the ballot initiatives. Also, 100,000 ballots, 100% of ballots went to Biden in Michigan in an overnight drop, just like this, just like that. That would show that there was a computer infiltration and a corruption in how we count ballots. And let me be very clear. Any Republican out there that is surrendering, that is not fighting right now, and that is not engaged in this effort, they should resign from the Republican Party and re-register as Democrats. And yes, that's right. I'm looking at you, Mitt Romney. I'm looking at you, Jeff Flake, who voted for Joe Biden, and even some of these fake Republicans, and they don't want any part of this fight. Why? Why is it that people that call themselves Republicans refuse to fight? It's because this doesn't impact them. It's because the establishment, pro-China, Chamber of Commerce, open border, no voter ID agenda, it's kind of uninterrupted if Donald Trump loses. Donald Trump was a threat just as much to Republicans as he was to Democrats. And look, I pray that we'll be able to keep control of the Senate. I really do. I'm not saying that Chuck Schumer being Senate Majority Leader would be a good thing for this country in a unified government. But isn't it interesting, the silence of the Republicans? I want to reiterate what I said earlier. And one of the reasons we're here live is because I've been watching some of this cable television. And honestly, you guys deserve better. I'm a radio show host, podcast host. I'm an organizer, writer, all those sorts of things. And I've been watching how they have been communicating this race to you. And they have this big thing on the bottom where they say, Joe Biden, president-elect. That's just not true. The media doesn't call elections in this country. They have to be independently certified by every single state. This is direct and complete election interference because they're afraid of what I have written on this board. And look, I just want to set your expectations. We might fail before January 20th. We might. Joe Biden might be sworn in as the next president of the United States. That is not a reason at all whatsoever for us not to fight with everything that we have right now. We will fight in the courts. We will fight on social media. We will fight everywhere. And we are not going to surrender to these people. These are a great quote from Winston Churchill. Like we will never surrender to the people that have cheated so blatantly in the inner cities of our country, four of them, just to try to steal this race from President Trump. So anyway, someone was asking something about Fulton County. Yes. So there was just an announcement. We have some new viewers. I said this earlier. So if you heard me say this before, I apologize. WSBTV.com, Channel 2 Atlanta, issue reported with election reporting work in Fulton County. Fulton County, Georgia. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said Saturday night that there was an issue discovered with election reporting work done on Friday in Fulton County, and that investigators are working to resolve the problem. Quote, Fulton County has discovered an issue involving reporting from their work Friday. Officials are at the State Farm Arena to rescan their work from Friday. This could significantly alter the Georgia election results. This is why we must call for a hand recount, and we must go ballot by ballot all across the country. And maybe we can get a link of that up on screen, the article, so you guys can see what I'm looking at. But some of you guys are emailing me right now and you say, what do you mean we might run out of time? Look, guys, outside of elections, we don't have a lot of power in this country. I hope you understand that. We have power of pressure. We have power, hopefully, of transparency and of speech. But if they stole the election, which it looks like more increasingly that what they have done is very, very questionable, they might win this battle. That's not a reason not to fight, but I just want you to set your expectations. I want to be very honest with you guys because you guys have trusted us with your time. You've trusted us with a lot of you supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. That either way, can you go up here again, Tara, please, for you guys just tuning in? There are two fights on our hands right now. We have to uncover this fraud and truth, and we have to be prepared, if the bad guys win this one, to counter 46. Here's why I have number two there. Because I traveled the country the last 90 days. I gave over 100 speeches. I did two podcasts a day, 2 hours of radio a day. We worked ourselves into the ground. And we're still not sleeping because now the real fight begins. But do you know how many people were hypnotized by this belief that Trump was going to win in a landslide no matter what? That Donald Trump was going to overcome the fraud and the manipulation? And I think it actually sowed complacency. So I'm just going to try to be honest with you guys. I'm not doing this as an alarmist tactic, that we have to plan as if the bad guys might squeak this out. However, we should not let that happen. Instead, we have to put forward a plan of how we're going to expose the fraud. So how do you do that? Right now, we should have the largest public rallies to demand election transparency and hand-by-hand ballot recounting across the country. Active. We have to be loud, peaceful, of course, and ask the right questions. And so we have some of the questions here that we want to ask. Let's go back to the board. And this is not an exhaustive list. And thank you guys for the kind words. I see your emails coming in. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says, Charlie, stop referring to President Trump in the past tense. You're probably right. I'll stop doing that. It's been a long week this week. Okay. President Trump won D.C. by 1 point. San Francisco by 5 points. Not 5 points. Better than 2016. Let me rephrase that. President Trump did 1 point better in Washington, D.C. than he did in 2016. 5 points better in San Francisco. 5 points better in Chicago. 15 points better in Miami. Los Angeles and Boston, exactly the same. But yet President Trump did 5 points worse in Detroit, 5 points worse in Dane County and Madison, Wisconsin, despite University of Wisconsin-Madison being closed. And also, I believe, 6 points worse in Atlanta or Fulton County. And now we have just learned that Fulton County had a massive irregularity, that Fulton County might have completely and totally miscounted their ballots, that Fulton County might have just had a Dominion voting system style irregularity like we saw in Michigan, where 6,000 votes were incorrectly counted. Are you guys looking for a job? Young people out there, I'm sure that you guys are sending your resume all over the place. There's a great new service out there. I just got a really amazing crash course. It's called Top Resume. You know what they do? They help write your resume so that you can get a job. It's that simple. They're the world's premier resume writing service. You get hired faster, get noticed more. Job seekers using Top Resume are interviewed 2 to 3 times more often than those using self-written resumes. It's the best investment you can make. It's topresume.com/Kirk. You get a free review and 15% off resume writing performances. Topresume.com/Kirk. It's a confidential, comprehensive review from top experts, objective feedback on how well your resume communicates your skills and expertise, and personalized recommendations on how to make your resume stronger. You get noticed more. Job seekers, again, who use this have much higher success rates. It's topresume.com/Kirk. Topresume.com/Kirk. What really is interesting is to see how willing Republicans are to surrender to this fight. What 5 points in Atlanta? I'm sorry, 5 points. How willing Republicans are to just stop and do nothing. You're about to find out who's actually going to be worthy of a leadership position in the Republican Party in the coming days. In the coming days, if you're elected officials, commentators, or activists, if they do not publicly speak out, if they're not doing rallies, if they're not organizing, then they do not deserve your support. It's that simple. They don't. And people are saying, well, what does that mean? How do I actually do that? How about this? Every single person right now contacts your congressman or senator, regardless of how the elections went. Every single person. Josh Hawley, by the way, is one of the good guys. Anyone from Missouri, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Josh Hawley is one of the good guys. He said, the media do not get to determine who the president is. The people do. When all lawful votes have been counted, recounts finished, and allegations of fraud addressed, we will know who the winner is. Governor Kristi Noem, another one of the good ones, said the following. D.C. elites are eager to return to business as usual. The 70 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump are not moving on just because the media says so. Serious election integrity concerns, read Alito's opinion, in several states that the media should be investigating. So there are some good Republicans rising up right now, but we have to be public in our support. We have to be persistent. And we also have to understand, everybody, that the institutional forces of powerful people that are calling the shots in our country, the very same people that had the idea of the Mueller hoax, of impeachment, on spying on President Donald Trump, they are doing everything they possibly can to move this along. Senator Ted Cruz is also one of the good guys. When you're breaking the law, ignoring court orders, counting ballots in secret, and threatening to steal the presidency, it's not Pennsylvania business. It's America's business, and we have the right to expect votes that will be counted fairly and with transparency and not in secret. Well done. So someone is asking, who exactly is behind all of this? It's the people that have been bragging about this. It's Mike Bloomberg and the Red Mirage Data Company. It's Jeff Bezos. It's the tech elites. It's Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. When will we start actually believing what they've been telling us? For quite some time, we have been hearing from the ruling class in our country that they will do whatever it takes to defeat and to demolish Donald Trump, no matter what. And we have saw that through the physical retaliation against President Trump. We saw that this through the terroristic retaliation against President Donald Trump. And so we have to be we have to be honest with ourselves. Here's what I'm trying to say. We're trying to be honest with ourselves that these people have no moral guardrails or framework to operate from, that they will push this as far as they possibly can. Email us what you're seeing, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. And so what I saw today is that the institutional forces might actually win this battle. The only way they don't win this battle, though, is if we rise up in record numbers. So some of you are saying, I want to help. What do I do? You help the fighters, everybody. You help what we're doing here. You help President Trump in his recount fight. You help the good senators that are out there. And we have to be louder. We have to demonstrate more. And we have to speak out in every single way possible. Okay, Joe Biden is about to speak. I want to take this live, and then we're going to have instant exclusive reaction to Joe Biden speaking. And my prediction is that he'll talk about bringing the country together. And I actually think that he's going to call on Donald Trump to concede. That is my guess. I also want to make the distinction of the battle versus the war. When I say battle, I mean that this is just one conflict in a broader fight and a war that we have against the cultural left in our country. If they win this one, which they might, because a lot of Republicans don't have spine, the DOJ seems to be in on it, and very, very powerful forces seem to be all behind this, then what are you going to do? Are we going to give up? Are we going to surrender? Are we going to lose hope? No. We're going to organize. We're going to run candidates. We're going to walk precincts. We're going to do more podcasts. We're not going to give up. I'll work 7 days a week for the rest of my life to defeat these people, because I know exactly where this is headed, and it's the disintegration of this gift that we have been given. And people say, well, how do we organize? How do we organize in our community? It's really simple. You go to your county Republican, local Republican organization, and you get engaged and get involved. And guess what? We have two races right now in Georgia that we need to win that will prevent Chuck Schumer from becoming Senate Majority Leader, which is horrifying, if Donald Trump loses the election. But just going to level with you guys, there's a lot of people rising up right now, but you're going to start to see the drumbeat from establishment Republicans that are going to try to undercut what we're doing. They don't want us to ask the questions about Dominion voting systems, about how the counting stopped in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee, about the undervote in Michigan, 2016 versus 2020, the 100% ballot drop for Biden in Michigan. They don't want us to ask about Fulton County increasing, Dane County and Madison County increasing for Biden. And they definitely do not want us to be talking about what happened in Detroit. I think Michigan might be the worst of all of this. And so I think it is. Do we have Joe Biden coming up? No. Okay. His motorcade just pulled up. Got it. So we're going to go to that live as soon as Joe Biden pulls up. And so, no, I can't hear you guys. So I want to take some of your questions that you guys are emailing us here, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. And I hear a lot of your anxiety. I'm getting a lot of your emails here, and people are saying, what can we possibly do about this? You know, besides supporting you guys at charliekirk.com/support, what can we do? Start organizing your precinct and organizing your friends to mount a very serious physical demonstration in every one of your cities, every one of your towns. And look, you know, I was in Wisconsin and North Carolina. I'm going to say this as carefully as I possibly can. When I was in an event I did a couple days before that, I'm not going to tell you where, last Wednesday, people were yucking it up. They were drunk. They were like, Trump in a landslide. They weren't knocking on doors. They weren't making phone calls. A lot of those people are emailing us now. And I'm not saying it's too late, but I am saying that there was a window, and if we would have won by enough in some of these states, they might not have been able to do this. Because remember what happened in Florida. In Florida, we won so convincingly. In Florida, we won so overwhelmingly that they were not able to cheat. And we had a great governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, and I'm a Florida resident, who stood up and said, we're going to fire Brenda Snipes. We are going to go up against all this voter fraud. We are not going to let this happen at all whatsoever. And so let's go back to the board here, Terrell, as we wait for Joe Biden. Who in the activist media is asking about these questions? By the way, this is not an exhaustive list on the bottom left. I was just doing this, and then I realized that we were running a little bit late for this live stream, so I apologize for that. But just these are some good questions. Why is it that Texas in 2000, a couple months ago, Texas said they turned down Dominion voting systems three times. Who's pushing Dominion voting systems? Did you know that Dominion voting systems was asked to testify in front of Congress back in January and around threats about election fraud and election integrity? Why is it that the counting stopped in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee? Why is it that there was a significant undervote for ballot initiatives in 2020 in Michigan, but not in 2016? Maybe there were a lot of people that were just voting for the presidency, but why didn't those people exist in 2016? Why is it that there was a 1,778% increase in voter registrations for voters over the age of 90 in Pennsylvania in the midst of a pandemic? I'm just asking questions. That's all we're doing here. And I think you guys can draw your own conclusions because you're pretty smart. But who else is asking these questions? Why is the Department of Justice not actually investigating all of this? How are there 100% of ballots that were dropped just for Joe Biden in Michigan? And so I have a lot of people that are emailing us and they say, we will win, we will win. I hope you're right, but don't be blinded by your own optimism, everybody. It's going to take you to do something about it. There are some very, very powerful, sinister, and malevolent forces at play here. The only way we win this is if we rise up in record numbers and our lawmakers actually start representing us and the Department of Justice does something about this. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. I'm not just going to be completely and totally, 100% cynical. But I will say that if we do not contest the fraud that is so clearly happening in front of us with all of this evidence, and this is not an exhaustive list, everybody. I have page after page after page after page of irregularities and people saying they were backdating ballots and postal service problems and voting locations that have gone down and irregularities and counties that really surprised, like counties that are not behaving the same as they should as we have here. I mean, there's a really good case. And some of you are saying, well, won't that stand up in a court of law? That's the problem, is that the benefit of the doubt goes to the government in this case, is that these are really hard cases to litigate. And I'm not trying to bring down your, any optimism that you guys have. I'm just going to be very, I'm going to level with you guys that in a court of law, this will just be called speculation. The only way any of this actually gets revealed is if the Department of Justice and maybe the U.S. Senate, if they were worth anything, came out and said, we want a full recount in every single state across the country. Why is the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice not coming out and demanding this? Well, maybe some people in the Department of Justice actually want Donald Trump gone. Maybe that's exactly why. Let me tell you about Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef, finished beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American ranchers and support the American economy. Get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers. T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Don't forget, home delivery is always free. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meals right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now and use the promo code Charlie and save $20 off for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. We can absolutely defeat the left. Some of you guys are emailing us and you're saying, all hope is lost, everything is done. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that we must now commit ourselves and be persistent on two simultaneous fights in our country, finding the fraud and revealing the truth, and also psychologically, spiritually preparing ourselves that what if the bad guys win this battle, but we can still win the war? What if that happens? And what does that look like? Well, it looks like running candidates for office, recalling bad governors, getting involved in state legislative races, getting involved in school board races, starting Turning Point USA chapters, growing Turning Point USA chapters, getting your kids really understanding the founding principles of this country. And one thing I don't like that I see from some people that, not everyone, some people that are emailing us, is kind of a defeatist attitude. Is they're like, we are giving up. No, we are not giving up. We're doubling down, everybody. And guess what? Here's one thing, and I'm just going to get a little bit biblical, which is that, and it's a great quote, and I'm an evangelical Christian. It's the most important thing in my life, and it's Job 5:12, which is he frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. Any man that tries to build something above the glory of God, Genesis 11, God will scatter. They are playing with something that is very, very dark here, everybody. And I don't think it, I believe that in the long run, we are going to win this. I really, really do. And remember, Justice Alito said mail-in ballots received after the election in Pennsylvania must be kept separate. What about all of a sudden if we find out that Dominion voting systems screwed things up in Fulton, as just a local news outlet just reported? And some of you guys are asking about Arizona. There is still over 100,000 ballots left to be counted in Arizona. And there was a drop this morning that was less than favorable for the president, but there's still very much a path, as some of the most conservative counties in Arizona have yet to report. And I think that Austin might be coming at some point. We'll see, to kind of give us an Arizona update. But look, we're on top of this. And if your leaders right now are just kind of cashing it in, if the people that, you know, you trust with leadership right now is just kind of taking it easy, then these are fighting times, everybody. These are times to rise up in record numbers. And so I want to read, actually, hey, Connor, can you send us the list of all the dead voters that voted in Michigan? Can you find that list? Yeah. I'm just going to read on this actually from my friend Tony, who's a great American. He's really supported this country a lot. I won't say his last name because just Tony's watching and he's doing a great job. He reminded me that we have a full list of the dead voters that voted in the state of Michigan. We're just going to kind of name the names of people that are voting from the grave in Michigan. So email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. And look, we're just going to keep slugging it out, everybody. We are going to keep fighting. And the fact that Donald Trump is still president today and won convincingly in 2016 goes to show that your involvement and your commitment to optimism must never stop. So we must continue the pressure on every single level. And so do we have that list of all of that, Connor? And also I'm hearing in my ear that Biden might be coming soon. So momentarily. A couple. Okay. So we're getting, just a couple minutes here. And so one of the top, someone just sent me a funny email. Why is the virus not an issue anymore? Do you see the 40,000 people that are now in the streets in Washington, D.C.? No social distancing, no masks. I guess we all could have voted in person. Do you start to see the bigger picture at play here, everybody? All of a sudden, the epidemiological Pearl Harbor comes from China. We lock down our country. China quickly reopens it. Donald Trump is running up against a Chinese agent, Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter Biden. It just so happens that Donald Trump has been harsher and harder on China for good reason than any other president in recent memory, in American history, I should say. And then we lock down our country. They mask up our entire country. Everyone is living in a state of fear. And then all of a sudden, what is exactly happening here? So email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Some people are saying, being honest, it sounds like you do not think we have a path. Yeah, we have a path. But look, I'm going to be as perfectly honest as I can, guys. They might win this battle. Like, Joe Biden might be inaugurated. It might happen. So I'm not here to give you false hope. It's not what I'm here for. Other live streams are going to tell you things that are not true. And quite honestly, I cannot tell you how many people in the last 9 months have come up to me with things I know that were pathologically untrue. When people came up to me and they're like, oh yeah, Hillary Clinton's going to be arrested by June. I'm like, you're reading a message board you shouldn't be reading. When people come up to me and they're like, you don't understand, the Durham report's going to be released by July. I'm like, no, it won't. They're not going to be held accountable. They're not. And so this can happen. I'm not going to try to have you guys lose hope. But I think you guys would want to be told the truth. You don't want all of a sudden be told a bunch of things that are just wildly unrealistic. And some people are saying, what about watermarked ballots? I see no evidence of this, everybody, okay? People say it's a sting operation, all this. Maybe it is. Where do you get that from, okay? So if Joe Biden gets inaugurated, you're just going to believe in the next thing? I mean, it seems as if there's something out there that's been circulating. I don't see it. So, because a lot of these rumors, the problem with these rumors, everybody, is that sometimes they feed into complacency, okay? Because these are the same people that came up to me and they're like, don't you understand that Joe Biden will never be president? 72 million people will not vote for him. And maybe Dominion voting systems was involved in all of it. Maybe it was. Email us your questions, everybody. freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm hearing that Joe Biden is coming up here right now. And hopefully, I think we'll be cutting live here. Nope, he's still getting his speech together. So do we have the... okay, here we go. So if it wasn't enough evidence that this entire operation in some way was a con job, let me show you a list here. These are people that voted in the state of Michigan. It says ballot received. Viva Dyer, born in 1920. Catherine Kelly, born in 1915. Claudia Miller, born in 1918. Adolf Joswiak, born in 1920. Yeah, I don't think many people were named Adolf after 1950. Jack DiMaggio, born in 1919. John Sinkey, born in 1919. Mary Waltos, born in 1919. Rita Farkas, born in 1920. Marianne Ludwig, born in 1917. Margaret Roll, born in 1920. Thelma Bradford, 1920. Georgia Thompson, 1914. This list goes on for thousands of people, everybody. Thousands that voted in Michigan. Why is there not a federal investigation into all this? Why is there not a federal investigation into Bernadine Allen, who was born in 1920, Ellen Dalgem, 1920, Edna McCary, 1920, Florence Patrick, 1917, Angeline Whitrock, 1919, Helen Shutriff, 1919. And you know what Michigan says every time you ask them about it? They say, oh, it's just a clerical error. Really, it's a clerical error? It's a clerical error when they just got... When they got ballots received and ballots requested that were voted in this last election. Ann Quarles, 1917. Maurice Codé, 1918. Nancy Harris, 1920. The list goes on for thousands and thousands of people. And we'll make this list available on charliekirk.com. We're going to post this on the front page of our website so you guys will be able to see it yourself. Do we have some sound to play here, Connor? I think we have some sound here. Of a clip. Do we have Jennifer Rubin? Can we play that sound? So we talked last evening, and we're getting a lot of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com, which is Jennifer Rubin, who's just insufferable, said that there needs to be an active list and an active campaign to go after people that supported President Trump and were involved in his administration. I mean, this woman calls herself a Republican that works for the Washington Post, which is just a total and complete joke. This is nothing more than a con job that happened on the American people. You see so clearly how these irregularities amounted to them not just stealing this from the American people, but doing it in harmony and with other actors together. It is just an absolute disgrace. Look, I know a lot of people are trying to, but even with a trainer, it could be hard to know if you're pushing yourself too much or not enough. And by cycling new exercises, you can get into shape. That's what FitBod does. FitBod. Fresh workouts that are fun. I know a lot of people that have used FitBod. I use it to get my back in shape because of my awful back injury. I could tell you that FitBod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. They get a program tailored to your unique body, experience, and environment. It's perfect for anyone who's looking to get better fitness results, whether your goal is general fitness, strength training, muscle tone, bodybuilding, powerlifting, or Olympic weightlifting. FitBod workouts are balanced to avoid overworking muscles with varied exercises to keep you sharp. No equipment, no worries. FitBod has all the exercises that you guys can do from your home. So go to fitbod.me/Kirk. Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/Kirk. That's 1 month free when you sign up at fitbod.me/Kirk. So email us some of your questions. We're getting a question here about Ohio voter fraud. I'm from Ohio. My question is, what happens if the voter fraud is discovered and documented after Joe Biden gets inaugurated? And will they take the presidency away from him, or how does that work? No, it all matters on the state-by-state basis, and it's very, very hard to kind of connect the two of them together. So I'm hearing, actually, we just got a message here. We're going to cut back here, and because I think that Joe's going to come on momentarily. Okay?
Hello. My fellow Americans and the people who brought me the dance, Delawareans. I see my buddy, Senator Tom Carper down there, and I think Senator Coons is there, and I think the governor's around. Is that Ruth Ann? And that former Governor Ruth Ann Minner. Most importantly, my sisters-in-law, my sister Valerie. Anyway, folks, the people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we, the people. We've won with the most votes ever cast on a presidential ticket in the history of the nation. 74 million. What I must admit has surprised me. Tonight, we're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow, bring a better day. And I'm humbled by the trust and confidence you placed in me. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is about. It's about people. And that's what our administration will be all about. I sought this office to restore the soul of America, to rebuild the backbone of this nation, the middle class, and to make America respected around the world again, and to unite us here at home. It's the honor of my lifetime that so many millions of Americans have voted for that vision. And now the work of making that vision is real. It's a task, the task of our time. Folks, as I said many times before, I'm Jill's husband. And I would not be here without her love and tireless support of Jill and my son, Hunter, and Ashley, my daughter, and all our grandchildren and their spouses and all our family. They're my heart. Jill's a mom, a military mom, an educator. And she has dedicated her life to education. But teaching isn't just what she does. It's who she is. For American educators, this is a great day for y'all. You're going to have one of your own in the White House. And Jill's going to make a great first lady. I'm so proud of her. And I'll have the honor of serving with the fantastic vice president you just heard from, Kamala Harris, who makes history as the first woman, first black woman, the first woman from South Asian descent, the first daughter of an immigrant ever elected in this country. Don't tell me it's not possible in the United States. It's long overdue. And we're reminded tonight of those who fought so hard for so many years to make this happen. But once again, America's bent the arc of the moral universe more toward justice. Kamala, Doug, like it or not, your family, you become an honorary Biden. There's no way out. All those of you who volunteered and worked the polls in the middle of this pandemic, local elected officials, you deserve a special thanks from the entire nation. And to my campaign team and all the volunteers and all who gave so much of themselves to make this moment possible, I owe you. I owe you. I owe you everything. And to all those who supported us, I'm proud of the campaign we built and ran. I'm proud of the coalition we put together, the broadest and most diverse coalition in history. Democrats, Republicans, independents, progressives, moderates, conservatives, young, old, urban, suburban, rural, gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian, Native American. I mean it, especially for those moments, and especially for those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours. I said at the outset, I wanted to represent this campaign to represent and look like America. We've done that. Now that's what I want the administration to look like and act like. For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself. But now, let's give each other a chance. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans. The Bible tells us, to everything there is a season, a time to build, a time to reap, and a time to sow, and a time to heal. This is the time to heal in America. Now this campaign is over, what is the will of the people? What is our mandate? I believe it's this. Americans have called upon us to marshal the forces of decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope in the great battles of our time. The battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, The battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country. And the battle to save our planet by getting climate under control. The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot. That's all they're asking for, a fair shot. Folks, our work begins with getting COVID under control. We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments, hugging our grandchildren, our children, our birthdays, weddings, graduations, all the moments that matter most to us until we get it under control. On Monday, I will name a group of leading scientists and experts as transition advisors to help take the Biden-Harris COVID plan and convert it into an action blueprint that will start on January the 20th, 2021. That plan will be built on bedrock science. It will be constructed out of compassion, empathy, and concern. I will spare no effort, none, or any commitment to turn around this pandemic. Folks, I'm a proud Democrat, but I will govern as an American president. I'll work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as those who did. Let this grim era of demonization in America begin to end here and now. The refusal of Democrats and Republicans to cooperate with one another, it's not some mysterious force beyond our control. It's a decision, a choice we make. And if we can decide not to cooperate, then we can decide to cooperate. And I believe that this is part of the mandate given to us from the American people. They want us to cooperate in their interest. And that's the choice I'll make. And I'll call on Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, to make that choice with me. The American story is about slow yet steadily widening the opportunities in America. And make no mistake, too many dreams have been deferred for too long. We must make the promise of the country real for everybody, no matter their race, their ethnicity, their faith, their identity, or their disability. Folks, America has always been shaped by inflection points, by moments in time where we've made hard decisions about who we are and what we want to be. Lincoln in 1860, coming to save the Union. FDR in 1932, promising a beleaguered country a new deal. JFK in 1960, pledging a new frontier. And 12 years ago, when Barack Obama made history, he told us, yes, we can. Well, folks, we stand at an inflection point. We have an opportunity to defeat despair, to build a nation of prosperity and purpose. We can do it. I know we can. I've long talked about the battle for the soul of America. We must restore the soul of America. Our nation is shaped by the constant battle between our better angels and our darkest impulses. And what presidents say in this battle matters. It's time for our better angels to prevail. Tonight, the whole world is watching America. And I believe at our best, America is a beacon for the globe. We will not lead. We will lead not only by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. I've always believed, many of you heard me say it, I've always believed we can define America in one word: possibilities. That, in America, everyone should be given an opportunity to go as far as their dreams and God-given ability will take them. You see, I believe in the possibilities of this country. We're always looking ahead. Ahead to an America that's freer and more just. Ahead to an America that creates jobs with dignity and respect. Ahead of America that cures diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's. Ahead to an America that never leaves anyone behind. Ahead of America that never gives up, never gives in. This is a great nation. It's always been a bad bet to bet against America. We're a good people. This is the United States of America. And there's never been anything we've been not able to do when we've done it together. Folks, in the last days of the campaign, I began thinking about a hymn that means a lot to me and my family, particularly my deceased son, Bo. It captures the faith that sustains me and which I believe sustains America. And I hope it can provide some comfort and solace to the 230,000 Americans who've lost a loved one to this terrible virus this year. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. Hopefully this hymn gives you solace as well. And it goes like this. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. And now together, on eagle's wings, we embark on the work that God and history have called upon us to do. With full hearts and steady hands, with faith in America and in each other, with love of country, a thirst for justice, let us be the nation that we know we can be. A nation united, a nation strengthened, a nation healed. The United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, there's never been anything we've tried we've not been able to do. So remember, as our grandpapa used to say when I walked out of his home when I was a kid up in Scranton, he said, "Joey, keep the faith." And our grandmother, when she was alive, she yelled, "No, Joey, spread it. Spread the faith. God love you all. May God bless America and may God protect our troops." Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, that was just about one of the worst things I've had to watch. But you know what? Just because he says it's over, it is not over. We are going to fight and we are going to get to the bottom of all of this corruption. What happened right there was a massive disinformation campaign. Joe Biden was trying to normalize the view of all of this fraud, all of these questions and the allegations that are out there about how did he actually win the presidency. And quite honestly, if that does not motivate you to fight of what might happen if we do not uncover all this. And again, I said this earlier, it's very much within the realm of possibility that we are not going to be able to reveal all of this immediately. But I have a conference call tomorrow, very early in the morning, with some of the most brilliant minds legally. And we are going to put a lot of resources behind looking into this. Seeing if lawsuits can be filed across the country. What are the options that we have available to us? We are going to continue to have Tom Fitton and everyone look into this. We will not surrender. But a lot of people are. A lot of people are giving up right now, and we are not those people. We are the people that fight. We are the people that stand. We are the people that organize. And look, when I first got started at this, when I was 18 years old in 2012, out of high school, never went to college, I really believed that we could make the country a better place. And, you know, I was part of the movement that helped elect President Donald Trump. We have, traveled all across the country. Was Hunter really on stage with him? Is that right? You have got to be kidding me. I'm sorry. I just got this text in the middle of all this. Are you kidding me? Connor, Hunter Biden was just on stage with him. You have got to be. Can we put the live feed of that on there with no sound? Is that possible? That is an absolute disgrace. Yep, something. Oh, my goodness. I'm not actually seeing what you guys are seeing, so that's probably why. Are you serious? Hunter Biden is on stage? Hold on. I want to try to see this feed that you guys are looking at here. Hunter Biden, who is under current and active federal investigation for money laundering from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. All I have to say is that investigation is probably going to go away. That investigation is probably going to disappear very, very soon. Oh, man, it just makes me sick to see that. They are rubbing it in your face. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to fight. We are going to go up against every single one of these cities, and we are going to investigate the best that we can. And we are just citizens, everybody. But we have to be in this together, in lockstep. Get Hunter Biden off there. I don't want to see Hunter Biden. Because this right now is the fight, not just for this election, but for the future of our country and every single side of it. So I want you to take very close note of the people that are fighting right now and the people that are doing absolutely nothing. Who is fighting and who is doing nothing? And I have a very strong sneaking suspicion that all of these lockdowns and the Chinese coronavirus and all that, I think that stuff's going to disappear very, very quickly. Times like this determine whether or not countries will continue to exist. Who are the ones that are now putting in the extra work? Who are the ones that are putting together battle plans? And we're doing that right now. As soon as this live stream is over, I'm going to go right into the other room with our team Saturday at night. We're going to start planning exactly what we can do about it. Public demonstrations. Are there lawsuits that we can file? Are there FOIA requests that we can file? Are there whistleblowers that we can platform? And if any of you have those whistleblowers or you have those ideas, you email us freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Some of you say, how can we help with the Georgia runoff? I just got that email. We at Turning Point Action, our political vehicle, we are going to be up with hundreds of thousands of dollars of advertising. We're going to knock on hundreds of thousands of doors, and we're going to come after you, Stacey Abrams. Now, all of a sudden, your political operation has gone untouched. Well, now you're going to have to deal with Turning Point Action. Am I right, Amy? Now, Turning Point Action is going to be in Georgia on the front lines, and we're going to do something about this. We're going to make sure the Senate stays in Republican hands. All the time, we're going to be investigating this voter fraud. And I hope, by the way, these states have to verify this entire election. The states have to verify it. This thing is not over. It's not. And the fact that they put Hunter Biden on that stage, that goes to show the arrogance, the cockiness that they have towards you and towards the American people. That's really what they feel. Hunter Biden is currently under FBI investigation for money laundering. Joe Biden is a Chinese agent, and that's how they treat it. This, everybody, we got to step up and we draw the lines. And I don't care if it's right after an election. Right now, metaphorical battle stations, here we go. Because this is the future of the republic, the pressure that we must put on. Joe Biden is trying to say, I want a healing time in this country. No, you don't. You are putting on a disguise while you are going to gangsterize and weaponize our government. You never gave Donald Trump that healing moment when he called for it. When Donald Trump won, what exactly happened? You spied on his campaign, Logan Act against Flynn, and you guys resisted him at every single turn. That's what happened. And so people are saying, Jeff said, the state legislatures actually control the Electoral College. You're right. The state legislatures have no backbone. They're going to follow the order, the marching orders of a lot of these weak-kneed Republicans. And we control the legislatures in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And Jeff, you're right. But I am very skeptical that some of these state legislatures actually do what we tell them to do. But let's try to do something about it. Let's try to say Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, they were not, why do we are not going to certify the results of the election for Joe Biden until we get answers on the Dominion voting systems, the counting stopping in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee, the undervote in Michigan in 2016 versus 2020, and the 100% ballot drop that went to Joe Biden in Michigan. We are not going to certify the electors. That would be a good series of demonstrations. So at Turning Point Action, we actually might start planning protests and rallies in Atlanta, in Pennsylvania, in Detroit, and Wisconsin across the country. And look, I think Jeff brings up a good point, which is that the states do ratify it. They have to. It's that the states have to certify and ratify it through the state legislature. And no Republican should vote for the certification of Joe Biden becoming president of the United States without a full hand recount and audit of every single ballot in every single one of these states. I want to thank those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Ken from Texas, Alan from Washington, Jennifer from Connecticut, Lee from Nevada. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. And please continue to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Now is the time to keep up the pressure. The focus has to be the four state legislatures in the four states that matter, all four of them, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and Wisconsin. We got Arizona. Let's just wait for the final Arizona ballots to come in. But you know what? We actually might also do this in Phoenix, Arizona. We need rallies outside of them. We need to ask state legislatures on the record, have you asked for a entire hand recount across the country? Have you done that? There is a lot of pending legislation, everybody. As it says in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress. But no senator or representative or person holding an office or of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. Okay. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. Okay, so then Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Why don't we get a list of every single one of the Republicans and let's contact every single one of them and say, you will not certify the results of this election till you can answer these questions. Terrell, side camera. State legislators, you will not certify this election until you can answer, why is it Trump did a point better versus 2016, a point better in D.C., 5 points better in San Francisco, 5 points better in Chicago, 15 better in Miami, the same in L.A. and Boston, but he did worse in Detroit by 5 points, worse in Wisconsin by 5 points, and he did worse in Atlanta by 5 points. How does that happen? Why was Dominion voting systems allowed into your state, but it was rejected 3 times in Texas? Why did the counting stop in every single one of the major areas, state legislators? Are you asking these questions? What about the undervote in Michigan? Why was there an undervote in 2000? Why was there an undervote in 2020 and 200,000 people undervoted in 2016? Two hundred thousand people undervoted in 2020 that didn't undervote in 2016. What does that mean? The ballot referendums were almost directly on par in 2016 with the presidential election results. So people voted all the way through in 2016. In 2020, 200,000 people didn't vote all the way through. Can you explain the 100,000 ballots that were 100% for Biden in Michigan that were dropped in the middle of the night? And none of this even comes into play with the 30% skew in Michigan, or the 6,000 votes that were changed in Michigan. What we need some answers, everybody. And so for the Republicans in Wisconsin, the Republicans in Michigan, the Republicans in Georgia, the Republicans in Pennsylvania, we have your back. You're probably going to get a lot of pressure and be scared. Hold the line and start hearings now. And for Governor Brian Kemp, you should be calling for a full hand recount. Anywhere that had Dominion systems needs a full forensic audit. I don't care if Joe Biden goes out and continues to call himself president-elect to honk and horns. He doesn't get to coordinate himself president at all whatsoever. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Your questions here are greatly appreciated. And so the Nevada GOP, you want me to read this, Connor? You want me to read that? Yeah. Okay. So this right here, Rose Marie Hartle passed away Tuesday night, October 17th, at the age of 52. In July 1965, she was born in July 1965. She moved her family to Vegas in 72. Okay. So she passed away. And then Kirk, I think is her husband, is that right? Was surprised to find that his late wife cast a ballot this year despite having passed away in 2017. Can we get this up on screen? Rose Marie Hartle voted in this election despite dying in 2017. I guess this was her, that was her eulogy that was given. The media, the Nevada GOP says the media needs to understand we are finding concrete cases of voter irregularities and they must expose. So why is the activist media so quick to be in on this? Why are they not talking about how every single one of these state legislators actually have the power of this? Now, look, I'm skeptical unless we get involved. I'm skeptical unless we get engaged in this fight right now. And look, Mark Levin has already given his stamp of approval of the strategy. Mark Levin has gotten behind this, and he said this is constitutional. Again, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. Do you want to see the Democrat Party go absolutely off the rails? You want to see them just become so incredibly unglued? Just wait until we start saying that these Republicans should not certify the election until we can get answers to these questions. Democrats are very scared that we might actually get to the bottom of the fraud scheme that has been happening in the major cities across the country. There is no other reasonable explanation to explain all of these questions that we have here. And so I can feel a lot of you that are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. You are losing hope. And so people are saying, can we win? Can we not win? It's kind of not the right question. The right question is, can we expose and can we get the Republican state legislatures later not to actually certify the election results until we get answers on all of this? The state legislator has to vote on this, and that might be the last firewall that we have. We need a full court press, everybody. We need the U.S. Senate. We need the activist media to actually do their job. We need activists in the streets, and we need conservatives to actually be able to put pressure. Mark Levin says, A2 reason, darn fools. I have never said any such thing, as I explained on air last night and repeatedly. Educate yourself before you get on your high horse and write stupid garbage. I said the state legislature should insist that the election laws it passed to choose electors must be enforced. Does the Constitution frustrate you too? Of course, this very issue is now before the Supreme Court. But reason chooses to regurgitate what dishonest left has been writing about what I said before. Okay, it's reason.com. And reason.com says this. It's a libertarian website. State legislators should stay out of the presidential contest. And it's just absolute and complete and total nonsense. If you remember back in 2000, the state legislators got involved to actually demand an answer about Florida. So email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, what you're seeing. I'm going to take a couple questions. I want to thank some people that are supporting us very generously at charliekirk.com/support. Faith from Missouri, thank you for your support. Brandon from Missouri, thank you for your support. It's just loading right here. I want to thank Brian for your support. I want to thank Melinda from Oregon for your support. I want to thank Carol from Naperville for your support. I want to thank Terry from Texas for your support. I want to thank Dudley from Hawaii for your support. By the way, when you guys support us, you guys allow us to continue to do these late night live streams every single night. Bianca from California for your support, $500. Thank you. Joy from Oregon for your support. Catherine for your support. Thank you. Leah from California for your support. Kimberly from Florida for your support. Dorothy from Pennsylvania for your support. So look, here's really the path for us right now. The path has to be that we have to get answers via the state legislators in every single one of these states. And so someone just asked, can you post the data on the whiteboard? Yes. And so just so you guys know, tomorrow when we do our live stream, I'm going to have this whiteboard built out a lot more. Okay. This was just literally 5 minutes before the live stream. And we've been just working all day going through all these sorts of things. And so I want to answer some of these questions here. Freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Dan says, the media says Biden won. What does that mean? It means nothing. You see, I reread my Constitution this morning, and I read all 7 articles of the U.S. Constitution. Do you know what I didn't find in the U.S. Constitution? That Article 7, oh, wow, maybe, does Article 3, Section 1 say the news media shall determine who the winner of the presidential election is? No, of course not. And so, look, here are the 3 options. Number 1, pursue lawsuits with the Trump legal dream team, full court press, and we have the Supreme Court. Pursue recounts in every single one of the states. And number 3, state legislators. And number 4, we have to win the Georgia Senate race. All of them. So some of you guys are saying, I don't know what to do. We have massive opportunities to do stuff right now. State legislators in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan, and Wisconsin. Lawsuit city all over the place. We are going to sue every single one of these counties and every single one of these grievances. And we are going to pressure. We are going to also then pursue recounts all over the place. And also anything that the Joe Biden, whatever team tries to put out, we need to counter it. So, for example, Joe Biden says tonight he wants to heal the country. Why, Joe Biden, then, if you say you want to heal the country, did you not denounce that Pete Buttigieg and his entire team are calling for a public list against Trump staffers? So every single time Joe Biden speaks, everywhere that Joe Biden speaks, we need the physical protest and response of people against him. Everywhere. Joe Biden speaks in Delaware. We need Trump supporters out in Wilmington, Delaware, right now protesting him, saying, "You are not president. You are not president. Explain the fraud, Joe." Someone should follow Joe Biden with the Dominion Voting Systems sign all across the country. And for state legislators, you want to know how to further your own career and break out of being a state legislator? This is Connor who says this. How about you support this president, stand up for what's right? Here's an open offer right now. If any state legislator wants to get more visibility than any sort of thing you could possibly do, an open invite. Any state legislator in any one of these states that wants to come on the Charlie Kirk Show and pledge that you will host a hearing on Dominion voting systems on the state level, the counting stopping, the undervote in Michigan, or the 100% Biden drop in Michigan, and the urban discrepancies across the country and the key states, we will give you an uninterrupted platform here on the Charlie Kirk Show to over 45,000 people that are watching us and the millions of people that will listen to this program once we stop. We'd love to give you a platform. And guess what? You'd raise a lot of money from these people. I'll tell you what. If you guys just want to come on, any state legislator, it's an open offer. Freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. So here's the battle plan, everybody. We're not going to give up. We aren't. I don't know the odds, but you know what? The odds are completely irrelevant. One of the most frustrating questions I get is, Charlie, can we win? Who cares? It's completely and totally irrelevant. What's relevant or not, do you pursue the moral good? That is what is relevant. We might win. We might lose. We might find something in the middle. Here is what is relevant. You pursue the good with everything you have. You go after truth and you fight. Someone says, how do I contact the state legislators? Really simple. You go to the, you just type in, I mean, I could do it right now in front of you. Pennsylvania state legislators. How about this? Pennsylvania General Assembly. Okay, that was easy. LGIS.state.pa.us. Okay, so let's go to House. Representatives, listed alphabetically. We're going to find one right now. How about Tim Hennessy in District 26? Tim, you're about to be very famous, my friend. Says right here it has his email, and I don't know, maybe Tim's a great guy. I don't know anything about Tim, but he's a Republican, so he's worthy of pressuring. It says it has right here, it has his phone number, it has his email, Tim Hennessy, right there. It's that simple. So Tim Hennessy, if you want to come on the Charlie Kirk Show, he's probably a pretty nice guy. I'm just saying that every one of these representatives is listed publicly. Be very nice, be very kind, but be very firm. How about Martin Kosser? Are you going to call for a suspension of the certification of results until a full recount? And he represents a very conservative district. He represents northern Pennsylvania. That's Trump country up there. And so we will post the details of all this on our website, charliekirk.com, by tomorrow morning. And it's an open invite for anyone that wants to come on the show and talk about this. So that's number one. Number two, every single time that Joe Biden announces a lie, we are going to be there to respond. Every single time. Number three, we're going to demand a recount. We're going to keep the pressure on. And again, people are saying to me, are we going to win? Are we going to win? Irrelevant. Get it out of your mind, the chances of probability. We are going to relentlessly fight is what we are going to do. We are not going to allow this thing to be stolen. And if we win, I will have given everything to the effort to stop this fraud and steal across the country. That's my answer. Okay? And look, people, again, I guess got another 50 emails. Are we going to win? Are we going to win? Are we going to win? I don't know. Okay? Here's a great description that Dennis Prager said. Dennis Prager said, he said, do you think that the heroes in our military, when they stormed the beach on Normandy, do you think that it was going through their mind the probability of whether or not they should pursue the moral good? Of course not. And I'm not trying to compare what we're doing here to storming Normandy Beach. What I am saying, though, is that when you pursue something that is good, when you pursue something that is correct, it does not matter. It does not matter. Email us your question, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank Michael from Minnesota for supporting us. I want to thank Alexa from Washington for supporting us. I want to thank Lisa from New Jersey for supporting us. Rachel from California for supporting us. Benjamin from Hawaii for supporting us. I want to thank Gisela from California for supporting us. Michael from Washington for supporting us. Brandon for supporting us. Christina from Texas for supporting us. I want to thank Keegan from Wisconsin for supporting us. Kyle from Oregon for supporting us. Al from Pennsylvania for supporting us. Joanne and Tom from Florida for supporting us. Philip from New Jersey. Jason from New York. John from Alabama. Sandy from Alabama. $500. Thank you so much. It's amazing. Hershey from Alabama for supporting us. Susan from Alabama for supporting us. Henry for supporting us. Ronnie, Michael, it's amazing the outpouring support. Jared, June, and David, and Caroline, and Merrill, and Sharon for supporting us, and Claiborne. So here's the biggest point here, is that the odds are irrelevant. The odds are irrelevant. We are going to fight, and we are going to see exactly how it turns out for patriotic Americans. So here are the action steps, everyone. We pressure the state legislators, okay? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. It doesn't matter if you're there or not. It doesn't matter if you're from there. You contact them, you call them, you email them. That's number one, that they will not certify the results until we get answers to all of these sorts of things. Number two, we are going to demand recounts in every single one of the states. Number three, the Trump campaign goes Sioux City all across the country. They just sue everywhere they possibly can, and we get some answers to the legal sphere of it. Number four, we are going to physically demonstrate peacefully all across the country. Someone just said, come on, stop asking if we can win, everybody. I know, I'm just responding to this, okay? I'm just saying, I'm getting literally 200 questions a minute. Can we do this? Can we do this? I'm going to say this for one last time, stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to fight no matter what, okay? We are going to work ourselves into the ground, and we are going to try to expose it. The odds, just get it out of your mind. You fight no matter what you're really asking. Let me just tell you what you're asking. Do you know what you're asking me when you say, do you think we can win? Do you want to know what that question really is? You're saying this. Can I give up now? That's what you're asking. You're asking me if I can give you a white flag. And the answer is I'm not going to give that to you. Instead, I'm going to give you permission to push back. I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to give you not like a reason to all of a sudden like check out. I'm going to give you a reason to do the opposite, to step up and to fight for truth. It is never the wrong time to contest and fight for truth. And now is the absolute time to do this. And we are now in the battle, dare I say, the battle for the soul of our country. Is that okay to say? Maybe it's the right thing. The battle for the soul of our country. I want to thank those of you that are supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. We are going to be doing this every single night, every day, until we get answers. We are going to be the drumbeat every night. Send this to your family. Send this to friends. Gail from Indiana, thank you. Stephen from California, thank you. Andrew from Washington, thank you. Melissa from Pennsylvania, thank you. Brianna from Maine, thank you. Aaron from Illinois, thank you. And James from Kansas, thank you. Marciella from California, thank you. Sarah from Kansas, thank you. Marilyn from California, thank you. Julie from Alabama, thank you. Charles from Alaska, thank you. Dawn from California, thank you so much. And we're taking your questions here, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. I will give 5 signed copies to the signed copies, The MAGA Doctrine, New York Times bestseller, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you guys can show us you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. So type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Screenshot it. Email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com that you're subscribed to our podcast. And 5 people that do that will get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine if you guys subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show. Okay. We are going to stay on top of this, everybody. We're going to take some of your questions right here. freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says, Charlie, it seems as if there is no hope. Should we give up? That is Stephen from Missouri. No, absolutely not. And someone just emailed me again. They say, what are the odds of us winning? Again, it's like the odds makers, okay? This is not an odds maker type game, everybody, okay? When you're in the fight for a good purpose, the odds need to be dismissed, okay? When I go to a college campus, the odds are not whether or not I'm going to win every single person over. The odds are, am I doing the right thing? And that is exactly what we must do right now in this fight. We contact the state legislators. We're going to organize. We're going to get involved in the Georgia Senate race. We're going to demonstrate outside of Joe Biden everywhere across the country. We are going to challenge the activist media. We're uncover voter fraud. And all the voter fraud evidence you guys are seeing, email us. freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. What you're seeing, what is going on, freedom@charliekirk.com, right here, right now, all across the country. People are saying the Pennsylvania phone lines are full. Good. Keep calling. Just keep calling. Just light up that message board, every single one of those Pennsylvania state representatives. And we actually might, at Turning Point Action, we might go do a tour across the country at four places: Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee. We deserve answers. We have questions that are deserving to be answered. Email us if you guys are interested. freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, so there are so many allegations of voter fraud. We are going to stay engaged. We're going to stay involved. Some of you asking about Candace. I think actually Candace might join us tomorrow. Been messaging back and forth. A lot of stuff happening here. But we're going to be doing this every single night. I want to thank you guys for supporting us. And I want to just leave you guys with this very amazing quote that you guys have heard before. And look, I was listening this morning, which to Winston Churchill. He's just absolutely one of my favorite people ever to govern. And I think he was the man of the 20th century. And Winston Churchill kept Western civilization together in a way that no one else really did. And we must, as a country and as a movement, not surrender to the left. And they want us to give up. That's why they declared preemptively. That's exactly what they did. And he said, never give in, never give in, never, 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 in nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to the convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. And that's what we plan to do. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. We're going to give away some signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine. If you guys just subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show right here, email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And we'll be back tomorrow, Sunday live stream. Thank you guys so much for watching. God bless. We're going to fight. See you tomorrow.